This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Frank Madden from Locked On Bucks podcast. Now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Frank, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I hope you're having a better Christmas season than the Milwaukee Bucks, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, things just don't look functional right now, I guess is the best way to put it. We got into the discussion yesterday about the ability to handle success. They come off of the Cleveland win. Everybody's flying high. It was a good win. Guys are talking about building confidence. And then they come out and just play lackluster against the Bulls. And, well, you can even say with Giannis being out in the second game against Charlotte, that had an effect. But when they came out lethargic against the Bulls, I have to start scratching my head. You can't just say they're young all the time anymore, can you?
No, and, Jason Kidd was kind of backtracking on expectations that really he was part of setting before the season started, talking about, 50 wins, getting the second round of playoffs. I mean, that was not something that, the media created from nothing. This team obviously showed signs of heading in the right direction last year. And, they have, as much as David talked about not having experience, I mean, this core is basically the same core that showed flashes last year. They do actually have, guys who've won championships, maybe not key guys, but, Jason Terry, Dellavedova, those guys have won championships. And you look at their key rotation guys right now with Jabari not playing, Giannis and Thon Maker are the only guys under 25 that are actually playing any real meaningful minutes. The really young guys don't play. The last few first round picks, unfortunately, are really not big contributors right now. So at some point, if you just don't have success, then you can keep saying you're inexperienced, but it kind of rings hollow, especially given that you got a bunch of guys who are in the prime of their career now with guys like Bledsoe and Middleton, and obviously Giannis is well ahead of the curve in terms of his age. So treading water just isn't an answer, and certainly right now the Bucks are treading water relative to what we saw last year.
Is Jason Kidd is he helping this team or hindering this team?
Well, I think, and I certainly wasn't the first person to draw this comparison. I think early in the year there was talk about, Jason Kidd being like the Mark Jackson of this team, right? Maybe he helped in some ways sort of get this team and with some of these players perhaps to being on the right track. But is Jason Kidd the guy who's going to take this team to the next level to win a championship? And, look, the bar for Jason Kidd is not to be an average head coach, not to be maybe one day he could be a good coach. I mean, if you want to talk about winning championships, which is what this franchise, the ownership always talks about, you have to have a great head coach. And, what has Jason Kidd kind of shown in the last few years in terms of development, in terms of growth as a coach, being able to get the most out of guys? I don't think you've seen any progression from him. And, he's begrudgingly kind of changed some things on defense after, struggling basically for 3 years now defensively in the bottom 10 of the league, despite having personnel that I think certainly should aim to be top 10 or better defensively. And, again, it's just kind of like, what is the identity of this team? And Jason Kidd almost like begrudgingly will say stuff like, well, we're a three-point shooting team now. And then other nights, it's like they don't want to do that. So it's just kind of one of these things. I just don't know what direction Jason Kidd sees this team going in. And, again, he's kind of ridden certainly Giannis's rise to some success here over the last year. But, certainly I just think you look at where this team is now and where it needs to go. It's just difficult to see Jason Kidd ever being the guy that's going to take you there.
That was going to be my next question, because we keep talking about this team needing to hit the ground running, going into next season, trade deadline coming up. Can they get there? And I've been saying this all along. Jason Kidd is a guy that a lot of these guys were excited to play for. He was a guy that was kind of that gym rat. He really wanted to work with guys. He had a name. He brought in guys like Kevin Garnett to work with some of these players. So you think, okay, there's a lot of positive there, but is he the guy to take you to a championship? Because we're not as fans, a fan base, we're not looking at this going, hey, we can't wait to get to the fourth seed and then just call it a day. The promise was, we're building for a championship. We want to win. We're going to go up against LeBron and company. We believe we have a superstar to do so. And much like people are saying, hey, Ted Thompson, you're wasting the best years of Aaron Rodgers, is Jason Kidd and company wasting the best years of what will be Giannis's career over the next 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, I think that's the concern, right? I mean, fortunately, Giannis is still at the kind of start of his prime as an MVP candidate type player. But by the same token, I mean, he's he's not going to stay here forever if he's not successful with this team, if the franchise doesn't build around him properly. And, you know, I don't know if Giannis necessarily is fed up with Jason Kidd as much as pretty much the fan base is at this point. I mean, that's kind of one of these variables that, you know, the ownership group, John Horst, have to kind of read the room on as well in terms of, you know, when you make a move. It's tough to make a move in season given just, you know, you're generally not going to bring in a whole new staff or something like that mid-season. So, you know, what are you really going to do in the short term? But I think certainly, you know, you just look at what Jason Kidd's track record has been, and, you know, it's been up and down. He gets an extension after a really disappointing second season in Milwaukee, and he's still owed a lot of money here over these next couple of years. But, you know, I think we're kind of at the point now where, you know, you look at guys historically who have had the success that Giannis has had. They're not guys who go in with the seventh or eighth seed or sixth seed in a conference that is not that strong right now in the East. They are guys that typically lead teams that are contending for something. And, you know, you look at how good the Bucks' big three is, whatever we're going to call them. There's a lot of talent there. And, you know, this team, this roster certainly has flaws, for sure. You know, they don't get much from the center position. And, you know, the young guys really aren't contributing much. But, look, this team is a lot better than some of the teams that are up ahead of them in the standings right now. And certainly if they kind of just continue to tread water, I mean, I have no expectation that you'd see Jason Kidd back next year. And, you know, based on some of the press conferences, you kind of wonder if Jason Kidd even wants to be around when he's under pressure and actually having expectations. Because, you know, as you said, he hasn't dealt with expectations. This team has not dealt with expectations well. And, you know, certainly what his solution to that is just seems to be, you know, energy and effort. And, you know, again, last year they turned things around a bit in the second half of the season. Probably got lucky a little bit winning a bunch of close games. That took them into the playoffs on a little bit of a high note. But, you know, again, this year, what's going to happen? You know, can he get sort of a switch to flip? Can he just wait around until Jabari Parker comes and hope that he's part of the solution here? I don't know. I don't think that's something you want to do, because I think right now certainly they're underachieving relative to where they should be, even with some of these injuries.
That was going to be the next part of my question. With all the injuries and the things that are going on with the Bucks, what do you foresee the ability for this team is to make a trade as we move towards February?
Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, they have a lot of salary on the books for next year as well. You know, certainly the decision about what you do with Jabari hitting restricted free agency, you know, you can match any contract you were to get from another team. But again, is there a team out there? There's not nearly as much cap space as there has been in previous summers. So, you know, is there a team like the Bulls or Hawks who might make him a big money offer? That's really a question the Bucks have to, I think, have a read on before they go into the summer or even before they go into this trade deadline. So I think that there's some constraints there in terms of how much money you could really take back long term. You know, personally, I don't think that adding a guy like a DeAndre Jordan or, you know, even a Marc Gasol, even if you didn't have to give up a lot to get those guys, and certainly I think their teams will want, you know, first-round picks, young players, guys who are good at basketball that you would want to keep around. Even if you were to be able to get a guy like that on the cheap, you know, you're talking about paying one of those guys $25 million a year, you know, more than that to keep them around long-term. Certainly DeAndre Jordan is, you know, can opt out. So if you give up assets for him and then lose him in the summer, it'd be a complete disaster. So, you know, the idea of, are you going to pay that kind of money to a center and really commit to that guy being one of your basically top three guys? Because, you know, Bledsoe and Middleton are going to have to be re-signed in 2019. I think the way the league is going, I would not look to make a huge deal for a center just because, you know, unless you have like a superstar elite two-way center, like, you know, maybe a Joel Embiid if he stays healthy. Those guys just don't tend to be what makes a difference in the playoffs anymore. You know, we saw the Cavs and Warriors last year playing without centers for much of the playoffs. So I think there's opportunities maybe to improve the team, maybe to pick up a center who can be like a third guy, maybe give Thon Maker, who struggled for much of this season, some run, maybe bulk up some of the center minutes and have another option there in case you want a guy who's bigger that you can throw in against an Embiid type guy or against, you know, teams that have better offensive rebounding. But in terms of like a big move, I don't know if a big new move is really something Bucks should be looking to do at this point. Maybe just something more around the periphery. Because again, I think the talent is there to be a very good basketball team this year. And, you know, I think you have to start with the guys you have on the roster and certainly what you get from Jabari Parker. We expect to get him from him the rest of the season. That's certainly a key variable too, because, you know, that's kind of like adding a trade of a good rotation player here when he returns in February.
Frank, always a pleasure to get the lowdown, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
All right, take care.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Frank Madden, Locked On Bucks podcast. A lot of information there to decipher when it comes to Milwaukee Bucks. And A lot of people starting to say they don't believe Jason Kidd's the guy to take this team any further. He got some of the rookies coached up. You got to give him some of the credit for the development of guys like Giannis, who developed so fast. You know, talented players come in with talent. It's honing that ability and being able to make them better players. And he's got them on the verge of being that legitimate superstar type of player, and he's getting the national recognition for it. But is he the guy to take him to the next level? I don't think Giannis becomes Giannis without Jason Kidd and his tutelage, but you also have to say, how much further can he go without Jason Kidd as a head coach? I don't know what the decisions are going to be. Remember last year we were sitting here at this point saying something's got to give. They take an ugly loss. Jason Kidd does not approach the media after the game, doesn't go to the podium, and everybody's wondering what's going on. And after that, they went on a roll. They went on a run. And Jason Kidd should take a lot of credit for that as well, getting them into the postseason. Now the expectation is 50 wins postseason and the first round, at least getting out of the first round of the NBA playoffs. And that's my expectation. Nothing has changed, even though this team has tried to walk it back a couple of times. Nothing has changed. That's what this year should be, and I think that's a legitimate expectation. Frank joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.